You're listening to the Mike Hosking Breakfast Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Now, the pressure's going on Auckland Transport to reduce their unjustifiable spending. We're talking $145 million spent yearly on road cones and traffic management. The Mayor said, while he wants a four-step approach to minimise frequent lane closures and excessive cones for roadworks, the plan also proposes fining contractors who take up too much road space. The Auckland Mayor, Wayne Brown's with us. Morning.
Good morning.
You'll be everyone's hero if you crack this. Can you crack it?
I'm determined to, yeah, I think so. It's been annoying me for a long time, even when I was back running Vector. It cost more to do the road, the traffic management than actually laying the cables.
How's it got so out of control?
I think some years ago when I was the chairman of the Land Transport Safety Authority, it was safety at reasonable costs. Now it's safety at any cost.
Mm.
And the companies have ploughed in here and found here's a gold mine. You can buy those dreadful trucks covered in cones and plant them wherever you like and lay out cones and charge like hell. And it's got completely annoying. Look, last week they took out one of the lanes of Newton Road in the morning and cones everywhere, one of those dreaded safety trucks in the middle of it. And it was for a small job on the footpath around the corner on Great North Road.
Yep.
And you think, how does this possibly happen? So I've had a couple of pissy fits, and they're now listening to me at the AT.
Good. Well, I hope so. Are they the worst people on the road, those guys in the trucks with the cones and the lights on the back? Are they the most arrogant people on the road you've ever seen?
Well, they're certainly the most annoying. And, I mean, these are people who insist on driving at about 10Ks exactly. And they're in front of you just to remind you that they're there, as if that's some form of safety thing. By the time they've pissed everybody off, they've created a road rage potential that easily exceeds whatever safety thing they've done in the first place.
Good. Crack that and I'll vote for you forever. By the way, while I've got you, CRL, where are you getting $500 million from?
Well, I did predict that, if you remember, when
yes.
I was on my way to get to be the mayor, I said there'd be $1 billion over. And I'm kind of annoyed. It isn't a bad project. It was very badly handled by the first the National and then the Labor government by allowing Wellington people to make contractual decisions which were out of their pay scale, really.
But you're on the hook for it. Where do you get it from? Oh, you're in a busy in a cutting program at the moment. They suddenly want $500 million you don't have.
At least it's going to put some pressure on my fellow councillors who still want to own things like unprofitable airports that we've really got to do something about. You can't just borrow your way to wealth. Where are we going to get it, though? I'm going to be arguing quite a lot with the government about this, because, in fact, whilst we're up to 50%, we haven't had 50% of the say in the decisions. We didn't have 50% in who got to be stopped working during COVID. We didn't have 50% in decision-making in a lot of things. And while you're at it, CRL is also a very bad example of taking up too much road space for a construction yeah. work which is underground.
Couldn't agree more. Nice to catch up with you. Appreciate it very much. Wayne Brown, the Auckland Mayor.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.